playing the music you love today. This is Radio Today.
13 minutes away from 4 o'clock, and we have some guests in studio for the next 10 minutes or thereabout. Ladies first, Natasha, good afternoon. I don't have a surname for you.
It's Swaya.
Swaya, thank Swaya. You. And the main man in the studio this afternoon, a voice that you will know from radio, from right here, Radio Today, is Gustav Hopfleisch. Did I say it right? Sort of.
Oh, it's close
it's,
enough.
It's you close
know.
Enough. But the yeah. voice you will recognize, because that voice is very distinctive.
Yeah, it's all on the airways, Errol.
All right, so now we're going to be talking for the next few minutes about Keller Williams Red Day. Now, Keller Williams is a realty company, property company.
That's correct.
They are international, because I haven't, must say, I've never heard of them here.
Yes, we brand new, when I say brand new in South Africa, the company came here about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And in that 3 years, it's the fastest growing real estate company in Southern Africa, by agent count once again. So, not many people have heard of us, but that's one of the reasons why we're here today, to tell you a little bit about Keller Williams Realty, and then also to chat to you about the Keller Williams Red Day.
Okay, just as a brief intro, it must be quite a task for you guys to break into a market that is not saturated, but there are a lot of people, a lot of agents in this market, eh?
Errol, that is very true what you're saying. Yes, there are a lot of agents. Keller Williams have got a model that works, and it's worked worldwide. That's why Keller Williams Realty is the largest real estate company, again, by agent count in the world. Right. So our model is different. We do things differently. We have a different culture, and I think the culture is what drives our company.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about the Keller Williams Red Day. Red stands for Renew, Energize, and Donate. So what's the concept behind that? Who wants to take that? Natasha, what's the concept behind this Red Day? So, and who does it benefit?
Okay, so the Red Day is a day where all the agents in Keller Williams give back to the community that they serve. Okay, so they give up a day. Our market center has selected the Casa de Sol School for special needs.
Where is
special
that?
Needs. It's in Linden, okay. In Victory Park.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's basically where we just give back. You know, we've got sponsorships. We'll be doing some painting. We'll be playing with the children. We've got some sponsorships for a meal for the children for the day. Mm. And it's just a whole day where we give back to the community.
So is this a concept that is done internationally? It's not just South Africa. Do they, all your agents from all over the world, pick a particular project that they think they'll be able to benefit or assist and work on it for that day?
That's correct. So worldwide, on the 12th of May, or rather the second Thursday in May, all the agents worldwide stop what they are doing and give back to the community within which they live and serve. So you've got over 144,000 hours of community service going into that one day. And it can be from feeding hungry children, or in our case, the special needs school that we've identified, or assisting with special projects in a community where there is a need. So it's up to each market center to identify a need in their community and then offer their services at no charge.
Is this coordinated throughout the planet? Do you all talk to each other and decide who's going to promote what?
It's coordinated in terms of being the Red Day. Yes. And each market center then coordinates what they are going to do on that day, right, but with feedback into head office. And so everybody knows what the other market center is busy with.
I see on the press release that tens of thousands of associates from across the globe participate in a wide range of projects, and they include things like rebuilding homes and refurbishing and food and local shelters and all that kind of thing. I think it's a fantastic initiative, because you're talking about many thousands of people who hopefully are going to raise thousands and thousands of rand / dollars / whatever it may be for the needy.
Absolutely, Errol. It's over 130,000 agents worldwide that are downing tools on this one day. So it is, if you go look on Facebook or Twitter or any of the social social media platforms, you'll see just this continual stream 24 hours a day because of all the different time zones of Asians just giving back into their communities.
Tell us about the local project here, the Costa do Sol School. Tell us about that briefly.
Okay, so we will be starting there at 9. We have, as I said, sponsors to come in with the. They'll be doing painting. We will be completing a library for them. Mm-hmm. So there's carpets and shelving that need to go in. We are collecting dry foods, clothing, blankets, books, anything that we can possibly get donated. Mm. We are collecting funds for a cash donation to the school as well. And yeah, so we'll be going to be there from about 9 until about 5.
Now, what made you select that particular school?
Every year we have a look at the different, the agents come up with different suggestions. Okay, and then we vote which one would the agents like to work at.
Okay. Now, you've had a fundraising event on 21st of April. That's gone.
That's right.
You had a fundraising at the Barnard. How did that go?
That went very, very well. It was a fun evening, as barnyards are.
They're different, hey? I mean, there's and such talent on that stage. It's amazing what talent we have in this country. It's just incredible.
Definitely. So that went very well, and I can't remember the final figure that was actually collected on that evening.
It was just over 16,000 rand.
That's a lot.
And absolutely, that goes straight through to the school. So there was no money taken for us or any of our costs. It was all donated straight to the school.
And what you do on the day is free of charge. You don't. There's no
payment
to you. Absolutely. No charge. No charge.
So what would you like listeners to do? How can they help in some way with this particular project?
What we would like, Errol, is that if the listeners in our footprint area, because Linden actually falls right slap bang into Radio Today's footprint area, or one of its major footprint areas, is that on the 12th of May, they can bring old clothing, toys, dry food, not wet food, perishables, but non-perishables, to the school. And there will be a collection point there that would assist. And if anybody wants to do any donation between now and then, they can bring that through to our market center, which is situated in Bryanston in Sloane Park.
Okay.
So that we can do as well. And then if there are anybody who wants to do cash donations, that they can do. And
you would never say no to cash.
Never, because cash can go such a long way.
Yeah.
So even from that point of view, and I would suggest that they then get in touch with either Natasha or with Estelle Ferreira, who's the operating principal of our market center.
Right.
And the best number for that would be...
I can give my number?
Yes, do.
Okay, 081-590-7993.
Okay. And where is the school, if people want to go to the school and drop some stuff off?
The school is on First Avenue, corner of Main in Linden. So it's almost at the end of Linden.
The actual address is 85 First Avenue, Linden.
Okay, 85 First Avenue, Linden. And they can just arrive there during the course of the day. 12th of May is the day that's
the red day.
That's the red day. Okay, 12th of May, First Avenue and Main Road in Linden. It's actually 85 First Avenue, you said?
That's right.
In Linden. All right, and you're looking for food, you're looking
clothing.
For clothing, you're looking for blankets, bearing in mind winter's coming up.
That's
you're
right, for and any toys, of, and toys.
And toys. What sort of age toys? You're looking at young, you're looking at kids, or you're looking at more teen toys?
We're looking at from the youngsters, really down the great noughts right up to matrix.
Okay.
That would be very, very helpful. Also things like plastic chairs and tables, the little ones, not the ones that you and I would have on the patio for the bride.
Yes.
But the little, the kiddies chairs and tables.
And those if you've got a spare iPad, that might go down quite well also.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Any computer technology, you know, computers, iPads,
yes,
that kind of thing.
So now, just in closing, do you get requests then for your services every, will you get requests every year? I know this is new now, but how do you process these? Who makes this decision about who's going to benefit next?
Well, as Natasha said, the agents of the Market Center come up with ideas. And again, as I mentioned earlier, Keller Williams works on a different model. So you have the Associate Leadership Council, which is made up of agents reporting into or working together with the team leaders and the agents. So it's almost like a middleman or intermediary between the operating principals or the management team and the actual agents. And then that is discussed and looked at the validity of the cause. Where is it? Does it fall within our franchise area? And what can we do? How difficult would it be for us to make a difference, or how easy would it be to make a difference? Because that's what it's about, is making a difference. So
I love the mnemonic, the red, renew, energize, and donate. It's easy to remember. And it says it all. It's renew, energize, and donate. And I think it's a great initiative, and I wish you a whole lot of success with it. Do you get the moms and dads and teachers and everybody involved in the school as well?
Yes.
Is it going to be going on the whole day?
It'll be the whole day, as Natasha has said, from 9 o'clock till about 5 in the afternoon.
Right.
And if there are just people that want to drive by and come and say hi, they are
most welcome
to come in and pop in and say, where is that guy that speaks so much rubbish on the radio? And they won't be looking for you, they'll be looking for me.
I was just reading on this info that the principal, the role extends beyond the immediate scholastic development of the learners, as their work builds an awareness of the community at large. And I think that's really important, because we live this kind of very insular life, don't we? People are very generous when they're called upon, when they say, oh, but there's a big cause down there, people tend to do it. But it's something that we tend not to do just off the cuff, you know. And I like this kind of initiative, because it teaches the kids from that high that there are other people out there that one needs to care about, you know. So lots of luck to you. Let me give you those numbers again to our listeners. It's the 12th of May is the big day. It's Costa do Sol School. It is 85 First Avenue in Linden. And if you want to get hold of Natasha, you can get hold of her 081-590-7993. Did I get that right?
That's it. Perfect. Okay.
Any other numbers you want to give, school number or anything else? Natasha will be able to handle
Absolutely.
It all.
Absolutely.
That's it. And our banners will be up, so there no mistake in that we are in the area. As I said on one of my shows, get ready, we're painting the village red.
Lovely to have you in studio. Thank you. That's Gustav and Natasha. And I wish you a whole lot of success with this. I think it's going to be brilliant. Well done to both.
Thank you. And thank you so much to Radio Today as well, because they have sponsored us. So we really appreciate that.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.